today.
Well, we might have found out the why when it comes to Faisal Shahzad. He is a 30-year-old terrorist who almost blew up at least a portion of Times Square. They're wrestling with a giant box in the Gulf, trying to cap off and cover the flow of the crew that just won't stop flowing. And a truck shuts down a major bridge in New York City for 2 hours. It was some kind of a U-Haul truck, and they still haven't found the person who left it there, but it smelled like gasoline. The bomb squad, rather, was called in, and there was no incident here, and nothing was found inside. Whew, close call. Back to Faisal Shahzad. We're going to talk about him a little bit here right from the get-go, and, you know, everybody's learning more about what he was about and how he was able to fly under the radar and all that sort of stuff. And the big question, the most important question, is the Pakistan connection. And what was the reason for the attempted jihad? And he's now saying, or at least we have learned, that he was upset, he says, over U.S. drone attacks. That's what he apparently said when he was questioned, whether you buy that or not. Now, remember, he was caught on an Emirates flight trying to get out of the country and almost pulled it off, but he fell onto a no-fly list, and they were able to turn that plane around. Here's what one of the passengers said about the incident.
The American side of it, they handled it extremely well. Homeland Security was extremely professional, and at no point did anyone become terrified. They were very discreet. We didn't even know when they came on. The captain announced that a passenger had been removed. We did not know who that passenger was, again, until we read the CNN teletype. That's how we discovered who it was.
All right, and so that's it. You know, they pretty much discovered it after it had come across. Here's another passenger talking about that very same thing.
It was interesting to start my vacation this way. But, you know, it was. I still felt very safe. We went back to the airport, and they said, you know, we had some difficulties. We're going to have to, take everybody off the plane and look at the, you know, we're going to check all the luggage. We're going to check every passenger. We're going to have to disembark. And that's when we went back.
All right. So it's lovely, right? Like she said, you're starting your vacation. Oh, it's interesting to start my vacation that way. Who knew that they had this major terror plot unfolding right around them. As a result of that, some things have happened. Like Senator Joe Lieberman is going to introduce some legislation tomorrow that would strip Americans of their citizenship if they affiliate with a foreign terrorist organization and they're actually picked up somewhere outside of our borders. So there's going to be another piece of legislation in the House that's pretty similar that's also going to be offered up too. There was a 1940s law that states that citizens fighting in military force pretty much are an enemy of the U.S., renounce their citizenship. And what they're saying is, I think it's time to look at whether we want to amend that law to apply it to American citizens who decide, hey, I want to hang with some of the foreign groups, some of the terrorist groups, and whether they should not also be deprived automatically of their citizenship and then be deprived of their rights that come with the citizenship. And what they're angling about here is, it's clear with the Times Square bombing suspect, Shahzad, he wouldn't be affected by this law. He was captured on U.S. soil, and he was trying to board a flight that was going to take him ultimately to Islamabad. But the question becomes, really, should a citizen like Shahzad, if he's found to be part of a terror organization, and he were captured overseas, the person should be automatically stripped of their citizenship. Then they could be hauled before a military commission And that would stop something like the big trial they're talking about in NYC, which is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four other dopes who say that they had something to do with 9/11. Crazy that we would even try to have any of those trials in Manhattan, I think. And the Obama administration, specifically Eric Holder, thought it was such a great idea. And, boy, everybody was on board with that. Chuck Schumer, the senator, one of the senators from New York, and Mayor Bloomberg was, until they found out how much it was going to cost and then realized, oh, when we start to talk to some of our Middle Eastern advisors, it might be dangerous for the folks, and we're going to have to pay so much money to block off 17 blocks around the courthouse. We got to rethink this. Yeah, so that Gitmo thing, the 10, what was it, million we spent for Gitmo? We got to rethink that, too. What's going to happen here? Notice that's kind of been shelved at this point, but it couldn't be, I think, a bigger deal as you try to deal with the what to do with, I'm going to call them war combatants. What do you do with them when they're at Guantanamo? Well, a military commission. That's what you do. And you that serve it out that way. That makes sense to me, right? But, of course, not. It has to become a much bigger deal and cost much more money. So it makes sense to me. Sure, throw that law out there, and it's a no-brainer. If you're a U.S. citizen, a naturalized U.S. citizen, or any other U.S. citizen, and you become radicalized and enamored with the Islamic jihadist way of life, then, of course, strip them of the rights. That makes sense to me. Why not bring back an old law that makes sense? But the thing is, we go back to the problem of Mirandizing, because pretty soon they're going to get wise to this, they being somebody who might attempt something else, and say, I want my lawyer. I'm not telling you who did what and who I'm talking to and who showed me how to make a bomb and what I was doing and where I was. I'm going to lawyer up. And that, I'm surprised in this last case that it didn't happen, but he was adult. He was a wannabe terrorist who did go through the ropes, but I don't think he knew what he was doing, even though he had all that time to repair. So I'm going to call him a D-level terrorist. Still scary and still could have done some serious damage, but boggled the whole bombing thing in the Pathfinder, thank goodness. The Mirandizing thing is a very big deal, a very big deal. Now, what's interesting is you have Joe Lieberman, follow the bouncing ball here for a second as I don't get too bogged down with this right at the top, but you hear what Joe Lieberman says, and then you listen to Lindsey Graham, who is a military lawyer and is a big-time ally so often with Joe Lieberman. And he says he questions this kind of a bill because he says if you strip people of their citizenship, do you lose the ability to prosecute them for treason? Somebody then, if that's what happens, they couldn't get the death penalty because that would be taken off the table if, you know, they... That's what would happen. If they were tried for treason, they would be able to get the death penalty. So he does have a point with this one. If the person's been helping out Al-Qaeda or the Taliban, I'm all for trying and frying them. So maybe it's something to consider. On the flip side, we got odds and ends. Hang with us, everybody.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
Or good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
I promise, coming up, we're going to have some funny stuff. We're going to lighten the load at the tail end of this hour. You know, I think it's always funny when you find out somebody's real name, like all Hollywood people, and sometimes even athletes change their name. I mean, hey, maybe people at your office have changed their name. I don't know. With men, there's a weird phenomenon about not liking their first name, so they take their middle name. But you wait till you hear some of these names. We'll talk about them. I've had people ask me, is Kate Delaney a real name? I'm like, are you kidding? I just picked Kate Delaney out of the air somewhere, and yes, it's a real name. So there's nothing fake. You get the real thing here for the good, the bad, the everything. You get the real deal when you turn on this show, The Little Engine That Could, America Tonight. Trust me, there isn't anything that we stand on that's phony. You can throw in your two on all the stuff that we've been jawing about. 800-259-5791. Lieberman taking a shot at legislation for terrorists, saying that they lose their citizenship if they catch them on foreign soil. We have had that happen a couple of times. And I think that the Shahzad thing, the Faisal Shahzad deal, made Lieberman particularly interested in that and some others, because he's in a Pakistani camp. If he had gotten caught, he's a U.S. citizen. So forget it. Just strip him of his citizenship. But then, hey, Lindsey Graham makes a good point. If you do that, you don't have the chance to, frankly, give him the death penalty as an act of treason for flipping on America. And, yeah, he makes an interesting point. I kind of like where Lieberman was going with it, and I think you should strip them of their citizenship. But at the same time, see, we keep going back to the law thing. We go back with this deal with Gitmo, and also with anyone moving forward now, since in our own country we have citizens who are, in fact, like the Jihad Jane woman, I talked about her the other night in Pennsylvania, who decided she was going to help try to kill a cartoonist in the name of the Brotherhood of Islam. And then there was another woman that was also involved, and she was from Colorado. They're American citizens. And you know what they were going to do. And they were absolutely wrapped up into the cause, I'll call it. So, which is a better road to go? Would it be better to let them stay as American citizens, do the treason deal, then have a shot at the death penalty, or better to just strip them of their rights as an American? When I first looked at what Joe Lieberman was saying, I thought it was pretty easy to decide. Now I'm not so certain, because all of you know, and I make no secret of it, I'm a death penalty proponent. I agree in the death penalty. I don't want to see anyone go down that shouldn't go down. There have been some horrible, tragic things that have happened in Dallas, Texas, for example, but a great member of the legal team in the Attorney General's office was part of turning over some of the bad cases and people that shouldn't have been there, and part of that is the DNA deal. But there are some heinous things that happen, and since I'm an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth person, there are just times when you have to go that route. And in the case of practically killing Americans or others in the cause of jihadism, yeah, I think that that would warrant it. Does it warrant it for all of yous? For all of yous. That's what they said in my old neighborhood. I meant for all of you. 800-259-5791. All right, let's take it on to Mark in New York. Hey, Mark.
Hey, I promise I'll be calm tonight. I won't go off. I just want to really quick to say hi to Don in Kentucky. He told me to relax, and he didn't want to get me in trouble. By the way, there were no detectives waiting out in front of my house.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Speaking of Don, I work my full-time job. Called me for some overtime today, and I've been blessed to work that extra overtime, so I can't work my part-time job, which is the big trucks. But, Don, picture me in a big old KW900 or a P359 cruising down a Kentucky highway listening to Allman Brothers on a beautiful day with a big 53-foot reefer in the back, and maybe Christina Hendricks as my co-driver. And I'd be happy. How about that, Don, even though I drive something much, much heavier and bigger than a truck right now. Anyway, I'm relaxed now. Okay, I'm good. I just wanted to really quick topics you touched on, because I know when it comes off your lips, you'd like it when your callers acknowledge it. But as far as people changing their name, well, the president changed his name from Barry Sotoro to Barack Obama. But that's not why I called.
But that's true. That is true. A lot of people don't remember that.
If Sarah Palin was Sally Polanski, and she was educated in Poland, we wouldn't hear the end of it. But this guy, a president, can have, I don't get it. But that's not why I called. Just two things, really quick. As far as, like, the terrorist, I'm sure you heard Contessa Brewer's comments that's been all over the radio about how she was hoping that this wasn't Islamic terrorist, which I don't even want to call that, and how they're bending over backwards to understand what this guy's doing, what I was saying. And then CNN, as someone at CNN mentioned that his mortgage he was foreclosed on.
Yes.
Hey, Kate, I just have a simple question, Kate. How many people in this country have their houses foreclosed on and their mortgages? How many people are struggling? And of those, let's say 5, 6, 7, maybe 10 million people, of those people, some of the people have committed suicide because they couldn't handle their debts. Some people tragically have killed their own family members. Some have burned their houses down because they didn't want to pay the bankers. How many of them drove an SUV loaded with explosives to Times Square? So, I mean, can we please cut the crap? I mean, it is amazing how they're jumping through hoops to sort of give this guy a pass when
that's right.
the maniacs of whatever persuasion. And I just want to make this: if you had a black widow spider in your attic and you knew it was deadly, and you of your big house, but you knew where the black widow spider was, okay? Let's say the black widow becomes militias or KKK or some maybe racist black groups. Those are the killers that want to kill you. There's the black widow spider. But in your basement, you have 10,000 cobras. The 10,000 Cobras are the maniac Islamists that are here. So while they're focusing on the Black Widow in the attic, we got 10,000 Cobras. I mean, that's just something I thought of. Use it what you may.
You're right.
It's just
insane.
And if I could just make the topic about his citizenship and whether he'll be executed. Kate, my dear, you know as well as I do, they're not going to execute this guy. Ramzi Youssef, who created the bomb for the World Trade Center and helped everybody else and blew up Flight 800. Oh, by the way, the Casio watches. Did you see the New York Post a couple days ago? They found two other Islamic dudes, and they bought a bunch of Casio watches.
Yes.
Because Peter Lance, remember how?
Yes.
Peter Lance in his book Triple Cross.
Yes.
Said they made a bomb, and the timer was a Casio watch on Flight 800.
That's right.
Someone should call Peter Lance and get his investigative stuff going on, because he'll tell you what's really going on with these terrorists. But that's just more proof of the enemy within. And we also have the blind sheikh in the Supermax prison. And hundreds of others that have been convicted, they're not going to shoot them. They're not going to execute them, because they're afraid of an uproar from Islam, and it's not going to do us any good. I mean, it's just the way they're doing this. And the last thing, I promise, this guy Bloomberg. I heard a little snippet of what you talked about. He's talking about Frank Lautenberg, I think, introduced legislation. It's called Denying Firearms to Terrorists.
That's right.
Act. They basically, Kate, of course we want to keep them out of the hands of quote-unquote terrorists, but this legislation sweeps all types of American citizens. If you read it, you go on a secret list. Look, you parcel it any way you want, but if Bloomberg's for something, he's
anti-gun.
He's not even that. He's so adamant. He's one of these elites that doesn't believe in self-defense, and he wants to use any single type of legislation, even on the blood of the American people, to deny firearms. And what's even scarier to what I thought about when you mentioned that is maybe they're getting ready, because Peter King talked about he was upset that Obama cut the money for New York City's anti-terrorism and this Coast Guard boat that has a 50-caliber gun on it. He mentioned the Mumbai-style attacks. Well, first of all, Mr. King, no one's going to come off the water to New York City, because you got all these cops. You got it doesn't go anywhere. But the point is that Mumbai and India, they have British style anti-gun. Their cops never go to cops don't carry guns. They never have any training. The people were disarmed. That's why they were able to get through. And also the guy who did Mumbai was a double agent. But anyway, Bloomberg, anything he can to take our guns, he'll do. It's just. That's enough out of me. I love it.
Yeah. No, I agree. Thanks. Bloomberg is definitely anti-gun, and that's why you're right. You have to watch with the legislation that he's talking about. And look, Shahzad passed the FBI check. He did. And remember, now what they're saying is when the agents came to see him, too, by the way, just as an aside, he said, "I was expecting you." But he passed the background check for the gun. I mean, he did. He did the criminal background check. He didn't have anything in his past. Like I said, give us the roadmap to terrorism.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterol shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Warning, athletes of all ages, if you're soft, a mental marshmallow, do not, I repeat, do not listen to Championship Thinking in Sports on WebTalkRadio.net. But if you're a commit with grit type person, if you eat courage for breakfast, then Championship Thinking in Sports will punch your good fortune ticket to the mental toughness camp. WebTalkRadio.net, where champions meet.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16 by 96 inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
Talk about it right here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you're cruising the highways and byways of America in style, or at least you're healthy. That's what my grandmother used to say to me. I used to think she was nuts. You know, you're like 16, you're not thinking about anything except for who you're dating or you're going to the prom or whatever it is you're doing or where you're going to school or what are you doing next, going to the Jersey Shore, doing whatever. And she used to always say that. It's all about your health. And, you know, as you get older, you start to realize, wow, there is some wisdom in that health thing. I understand, especially when I was reading about that rocker, Bret Michaels, the former, well, actually the lead man for Poison when he had that brain hemorrhage. And he said it felt like a gunshot in his head. Like, that's what it felt like when they rushed him to the emergency room. And now he's okay and supposed to go back on tour. How about that? So we move from hemorrhaging to hemorrhaging of a different sort, I guess. And we're talking about Washington. Because of everything that's happening with Shahzad in New York and the oil spill, the Gulf of Mexico, and illegal immigration, the outcry in Arizona for the tough immigration law and all the lawsuits that are being filed, and it was just Cinco de Mayo, and the Suns protested by wearing Los Suns jerseys, and it didn't really, I don't think it mattered much. Maybe gets a couple of stories and, you know, get some juicy headlines, but you know, what does it do for the cause of you're discriminating against us? I don't think anything. So in the middle of all of this, the Senate on Wednesday approved two big time amendments to that whole financial debacle, the regulatory bill that the Democrats and the Republicans say is going to end the too big to fail mantra that was being rammed down our throat in 2008, in the fall of 2008, meaning we don't have to bail them out. The votes actually cut in half the logjam that had pretty much iced everything on the Senate floor for all of last week. And they're working on an agreement that would allow debate on the regulatory legislation to move fast. So the vote was 93-5, and the amendment was an amendment approved by Senator Shelby, the ranking Republican on the Banking Committee, and he was negotiating fast and furiously with Dodd, the Connecticut short-timer senator, and the Banking Committee chair, who is the prime sponsor of the piece of legislation. Anyway, Shelby's amendment eliminated a $50 billion fund that was designed to bridge the financial shortfalls while a failing company was becoming liquidated, and said it was too much of a, I loved his word too, Shelby said it was a honeypot, he's from Alabama, it was a honeypot, and it would facilitate backdoor bailouts, which I think he's right. Absolutely. Hey, we got to bail them out. Bail them out. Let's get that money out there. So I'm glad that they axed that out. That makes sense. And Dodd kept saying that the fund wasn't a bailout thing and all that stuff. But anyway, so that's good. So it would require the FDIC to oversee the liquidation of a financial company that's failing using money provided by a special line of credit with the Treasury. Ooh. And creditors would have to pay back to the government any amount that they receive above what they have gotten in liquidation, blah, 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 blah. But I didn't think the other fund was very good anyway. They also approved an amendment by Barbara Boxer, who I normally have no time for, but saying that no taxpayer money would be used to keep an ailing financial company alive. Do we have some applause? You mean we don't have to reach into our pockets and pull out the pennies to bail them out again? Yeah. We shouldn't have in the first place. Come on. It's really already there. They already kind of had that in there. But that's okay. So we'll see where this all goes. It's not done, and you know, it's like the after experience. We already got screwed, and so now you're gonna try to make nice with us and give us flowers and, you know, seduce us with a little of this and a little of that. That's what the financial reform measures feel like to me. Because first of all, it's a layup. You know, you ask any American, if you just walked on the street and said, went up and down the streets in Texas or in Illinois or in Connecticut, and you went up to people and said, do you think that we should bail out banks in this country when they start to fail? Do you think we should help financial organizations when they collapse again? Come on, you know where I'm going with this. And of course the answer is going to be no, I don't think we should. So this was a layup. How about tackling something really tough, like the immigration problems that we have in this country? And there's two kinds of immigration problems that we have. And what I'm talking about that is first of all, it's like the visa problem. We don't know who's coming. We know who's coming in. We don't know when they're going out. That's a problem. And at the borders, who's coming in and who's staying in and who's under the wire, we don't know. And the burying the head in the sand, the ostrich movement is dead, folks. The ostrich is dead. There is no more sand to bury the heads in. Something has to happen here. So tackling the immigration woes is really where the focus should be, because we have laws that weren't enforced. I mean, we almost don't need to tackle anything. We need to just enforce the laws. But that's not going to happen, because this is a chance to grandstand once again. And depending on the constituents, you know this with the midterm elections, that answers the question of whether somebody wants to do it or they don't want to do it. All right, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. That's the number if you want to join the conversation. Stu in Kentucky is with us. Hey, Stu, how are you?
Oh, pretty good, Jay. I want to get serious, man. I want to come out of the closet. Not come out of the closet. I want to. That doesn't sound good considering my last comment last night. I want to tell you something. I'm an addict, and I'm a Facebook addict, and I'm a Farmville addict, and I want to know why Kate doesn't have American Tonight on Facebook yet.
I have Kate Delaney on Facebook.
Do you?
Yeah, just go friend me.
I went home to search you then. I didn't know. Yeah, I was just thinking about that, and I was like, you know, because I'm an addict. You know, my buddies tell me Farmville's a little gay. I enjoy Farmville, and I'm straight, guys. But, yeah, I was thinking about that day I was on there playing. I'm like, why Kate's not on Facebook?
I am.
Everybody's on Facebook, aren't they?
Well, there's people that are worried about Facebook lately, if you know, worried about privacy issues. But, look, everybody knows everything about us. There's nothing to hide anymore. Who cares?
Hey, look, screw all that.
I agree. It's harmless, I think, unless you were posting things that were crazy, personal information that
like
was way over the top.
Jihad Jane?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I was just wondering that day I was on there playing my Farmville, and my buddies, you know, and I am, and me, and they're going, okay, get off Farmville, come over to Zynga Poker. And I'm like, I won't play poker with you guys. I won't play Farmville. It's peaceful. It's tranquil for me. That's my peace of mind time. And I thought, I wonder why Kate's not on there. So you're on there under Kate Dwayne.
That's right. Just go there and you'll click on and you'll see it. Yeah.
And I didn't really mean to come to the closet thing. I meant like an addict. That didn't sound real good. Just, I think the last statement I made to you last night is if I had to go to jail, I'd be the man. So.
I love that about the whole so.
Well, yeah, but it's you know, yeah, but I'm really exaggerating it because I don't plan on going to jail anytime soon.
Let's hope not. Yeah.
But I'm, you know, I'm a pretty stocky fellow. I would be the man. I can promise you that. And I would pick the prettiest one in the prison to be my girlfriend. Thanks, Jane. Have a good night, honey.
All right, so just hit me up on Facebook. Anybody can do that. That's why I'm always pumping AmericaTonight.net, too. And we will do the mailbag, I promise you. But if you go to, if you just go to AmericaTonight.net, you can link on that way. There's a Twitter thing and there's a Facebook thing as well. So it's just that easy, Stu, and everybody else who's out there. How about this? U.S. Airlines made $7.8 billion from baggage. I saw that headline today, and I'm like, those SOBs. I can't tell you how much I hate the idea of paying a fortune for the luggage. And then I think of guys like Stu, who just called, who has a gaggle. He has his own farm, a gaggle of children. So if he wanted to go to, well, he's close enough to Disneyland that I guess they could drive, or Disney World. But if he wanted to go somewhere with the family, haul them off somewhere, he's got to pay so much in the baggage. It's crazy. I mean, it's the price of a ticket when you have a bunch of children. And I'm not surprised that they made $7.8 billion from the baggage fees. You know, that still sticks in the crawl of a lot of people. So the Department of Transportation said the revenue from those fees rose 42%. 42%. And most of that was from the checked bags when they were put into play in 2008 with the oil prices, you know, when the oil prices soared and all of that. But besides checked bags, you know, there's stuff for reservation changes. What's that up to now, 150 or 100 or something? And some of the other things that they've gotten money for, like the mileage. You know, when you have those frequent flyer miles and then you can buy some because you're close to a flight to Hawaii or wherever. It makes sense to do that. I wouldn't blame somebody for putting money toward that. That makes sense because you get a cheaper ticket. But I love Southwest. I mean, if I could fly, and people think it's like a cattle car, and I get that. But if I could fly that to some of the places where I would have to fly, I would fly it because they don't charge for the first two check bags. They don't. And so you don't have to worry about, you know, paying another $25, $50 because I think the bottom rate would be 50 for round trip, 25 each way, but sometimes it's even higher than that. Mm. All right, coming up on the flip side, what's in a name? We're going to talk about it next here on ATN.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-204-2119. It's filled with top-quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. Call 1-800-204-2119. That's 800-204-2119. 800-204-2119.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool. And that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTown. TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
I Fight Authority and Always Wins, huh? That's probably the best song for John Cougar, or John Cougar Mellencamp. I think he still keeps the Mellencamp. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney swinging for the fences with you across America here on America Tonight. I thought we'd have a little fun with names. It's always strange to hear the real name, and it seems to happen with celebrities a lot, but of athletes or politicians or other people who change their names. And sometimes the name that they change it to, the celebrity name, is so crazy different from their real name, it's unrecognizable. Like a couple of rappers, I was thinking of Cypress Hill. I used to like Cypress Hill. Yeah, I know, rap, but just a little bit of rap. Not into the real deep stuff. But anyway, Cypress Hill, you remember Be Real? Well, Be Real, Real's name is Louis Freeze. Also, DJ Muggs is Lawrence Muggerud. That makes sense. And then Sendog is Sen and Reyes. And that kind of makes sense because that's like a nickname. I get that. Of course, how many people know that 50 Cent is Curtis James Boo Boo Jackson III? Did you know that? I bet you didn't. Also, Two Pistols is Jeremy Saunders. Have you ever heard of Two Pistols? And they're not the only ones, rappers, changing names. Here's some names that you might recognize, like Larry King. Who doesn't know Larry King? The talk show host with the suspenders on CNN. Well, Larry King's name was Lawrence Harvey Zeger. And he said that he was told, a radio boss told him his name was too ethnic and difficult to remember, so that he should choose a different name. So he took King from a newspaper and for King's Wholesale Liquor. Now, that's a cool story. I happened to see this. The AP or Reuters or somebody did a whole bunch of stuff on it, and they posted up on one of the websites. I think it was Fox News. And I thought, oh, yeah, I remember that story about Larry King. I have a similar story. You know, Kate Delaney is my real name, but my first job was in Nebraska, and it was television, and the guy that I worked for wanted me, thought my name was too ethnic. I'm like, are you Delaney? Who cares? I mean, whatever. Is there anti-Irish sentiment, Irish-American sentiment in Nebraska? He wanted me to change my name to Bailey DuPont. I think that would be so phony.
What, are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly. What are you kidding me? That's exactly what I said. Oh, this is Bailey DuPont for NTV News. Come on, give me a break. Now, we do have somebody subbing for Donovan Madsen on tonight's version of America Tonight, and his name is Oatman Smeehy. And I'm wondering, that sounds like a made-up name to me. Oatman, is that your real name?
Oh, yeah, it's my real name.
But you also have
parents for that.
You also have some middle names to throw in there. Tell us your middle names.
Yeah, my middle name is Muhammad Shahid. And the funny thing about that, my brother has the same middle name, and his first name is Muhammad. So he's Muhammad Shahid.
Muhammad Shmahi.
Yeah, right.
The funny thing is, Oatman's father is from Morocco, and his mother is a sweet Iowan, right? She's from Iowa?
Yeah, you got it.
So can you just imagine when you're saying, oh, who's your kid? Well, that's the Smeehy clan. They're a bunch of Muhammads. Because so, people forget. You know, people can't remember names when you have a lot of names.
Yeah, and people are surprised because I'm about as white as a sheet.
And you say, look, it's my real name. Okay, get off my back.
Yeah, the half-African white guy.
Exactly. I love it. All right, how about this? Winona Ryder. Just don't keep your expensive purses near her. She might get excited if she sees them. That's a reference to something else. Winona Ryder's name is Winona Laura Horowitz. Yeah. Laura Horowitz. That doesn't sound the same, does it? Okay. Let's give you another one. How about this? Bo Derek. People remember the movie 10? If you're in your 20s, you probably don't. But the movie 10 was, she was the big hot sex symbol, or one of them back then. Her real name is Mary Kathleen Collins. That doesn't sound like Bo Derek, does it? That's not very Hollywood, right? Now, Jon Stewart from The Daily Show. A lot of people like The Daily Show. His name is Jonathan Stewart Leibowitz. Yeah, that name didn't fly Hollywood-wise, did it? How about this? The teen sensation, Miley Cyrus, she supposedly changed her name from Destiny Hope to Miley because it was a childhood nickname. Destiny Hope, come here. Miley it sounds like it would be kind of a weird name, but it fits her, I guess. You know when they say the name fits the person? Okay, how about this? Maurice Joseph Micklewhite. Wow. Maurice Joseph Micklewhite. You want to know who that is? That would be Michael Caine. Yeah, he just was in a movie we were talking about. All right, let's give you another one. I want to give you a good one. How about Whoopi Goldberg? I think she's told her name. It's not a big secret. Her name is Karen Elaine Johnson. Karen Johnson. And then she goes from that to Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, are you kidding me? And she said she took that name because she didn't think she was Jewish enough. So she threw that name on there. All right, fine. How about this? Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage, his real name was Nicolas Kim Coppola. But he changed it to Nick Cage because he didn't want to have any kind of favoritism in Hollywood. Yeah, like they didn't know who he was. Oh, I don't know who your uncle is. Forget about it. We all know the great and virile Tiger, I Slept with 121 Women, Woods, is Eldrick Taunt Woods. And his nickname was Tiger, so that was a childhood nickname. That makes sense. The nickname thing makes sense. Shania Twain. Want to know what her name was? Eileen Regina Edwards. Yeah, just not quite the same. And she, at the beginning of her career, she added Shania because she thought it fit, and it means on my way, I guess. And how about this one will blow you away? Kirk Douglas. He was born Iser Danilovich, I think it is. That's definitely not flying in Hollywood because you never remember his name. And here's one I didn't know. Ralph Lauren, you know, the whole pony thing, polo pony shirts, blah, 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 his clothing line. Well, his clothing line would have been Ralph Reuben Lifshitz. That's not a good name for clothing. So he changed it to Lauren. He and his brother changed their name. Pat Benatar, you know, Hit Me With Your Best Shot. She was born Patricia May Anderuski. Anderuski, I think I'm saying that right. I just saw her last year somewhere. And then Marilyn Manson, you know, he wears that black lipstick, and he's a singer. His name is Brian Hugh Warner. Yeah, it doesn't have the same, doesn't sound the same. And there's a slew of others. This one's pretty good, too. I mean, this woman is nothing like, if you look at her childhood photos, Morgan Fairchild, and she was just on an episode of something or other. I think it was Law and Order. But she was born with the name Patsy Ann McClenny. Boy, that's a far cry from Morgan Fairchild. You might know of a couple of good names, too. You can flip them to me at americatonight.net. And as Stu was asking me, if you want to try to become a Facebook member, you can easily do that by clicking on Facebook, the link that we have on americatonight.net. So simple, anyone can do it. I'm going to leave you with this thought. It was Tom in Texas who a short while ago said, in Texas we're armed and agitated, and you can get out of our country if you don't like it. Ooh.